Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
We're now joined by Kalani Sitake, the head football coach at BYU, and someone we have always enjoyed when he's joined the show here on 365 Sports. Coach, thank you very much. I know you're just, wrap everything up on Saturday, and without saying like generic, but do you feel good? Have you answered questions you needed answered at this particular time as you're about to wrap up spring?
Yeah, I do. I feel a lot better now with most of our practices being done. I'm with two more. We'll take advantage of the time to get our team ready, but talent-wise and depth-wise, I feel really good about it. We just have to see what happens in the next little bit with transfer portal and all that stuff coming up. But I really feel good about the group and the install that we did on offense and defense. Defense having another year to work with, having another spring ball for a lot of these guys is going to be huge. And then offensively, obviously, it wasn't as good as what we wanted overall as a team last year. So I think the sense of urgency is a lot better for on our team, especially wanting to get back into what we're normally used to. And that's more success on the football field.
Now that you've had your year in the Big 12, do you see things that you would not have had to change maybe necessarily when you were an independent, or maybe stylistically you start to make some tweaks that maybe match up better with the rest of the teams in the league? How does that work year two as you're going in? Because this is new for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think the goal is to evaluate everything and see where we can improve. And as you start adding all these things up where you can see improvement, it should give us a much better result this fall. But, I also don't want to just abandon what we're all about. We've got to keep working on the culture, working on our players, working on development. All that stuff matters. But I think we've been through this before. We knew this was going to be tough. I'd be concerned if we weren't in any games last year. I think you saw a few plays away from a way different result. And I think everybody can say that. But there's a couple games that got away from us, and we know the reasons why. I think the key for us would be healthy. But, I say that, and we just had a tough spring where we had some injuries because we went live. And I don't know any other way to get better as a football team than to go live. And so we'll get those guys back. Not everybody's out for the year right now, but we'll have some guys banged up. And that's part of the game, man. I don't know how to get better at football than actually play football. So We'll do that, and along the way, just know we just keep leaning on things that matter the most, which is our culture and connection that we have together, and the product on the field will be a result of us doing all the little things right.
Coach, I know you've got a quarterback battle going on there, Jake Retzlaff and Gary Bohannon, who Gary we know very well because we covered him here at Baylor for a while and got to watch him grow and obviously go off to USF and now there to Provo. I know he's a very hard worker and a leader type. At least that's what he was in Waco. What have been your impressions having him around? And go ahead and name a starting quarterback if you want to here with us. But what has been your thoughts on the battle between those guys right now?
No, the battle's great. And we love having Gary here. You said it exactly right. He great young man, a great leader. It comes natural to him and such a positive person. So having him in the quarterback room and on our team and in the offense has been a huge bonus for us. And then the connection that he has to the people that he's competing with. I mean, he and Jake are really good friends, and you can see that they're competing against each other, but at the same time, they work together. They're about the team. And, man, what a great young man. We knew that going in that he was going to add to the team and to the culture. I just got done talking to you guys about culture, and he is a great example of what we want to do here and the type of teammate that you want, the type of leader that you want. Now, getting him used to the program and to our scheme and to the way we call things. He's been in a very similar system when he was there at Baylor, but I think, just getting used to it and he's coming off of injury. We're working really slowly with him on all those things, but what we're seeing on the field, the things that he can do, you can see why he was really important and a huge impact in helping the Baylor Bears win the Big 12. So we're hoping that we can do some great things for us. He's already done amazing things for us up to this point, but the competition has made Jake even better. It's made that entire room better. And just the presence of him being there and the professionalism that he brings, it's amazing. So I'm really grateful to the people that have supported him and coached him along the way. We're definitely benefiting from him being here.
How much did that big smile the first time you ever saw it in person just like light up a room?
Oh yeah, man! I purposely try to run into him, just make me feel better about myself. He is so infectious as the positivity and optimism that you feel from him. And so, man, those things it doesn't show on paper, but it's huge when you're trying to run a team and run a family, like what we're trying to become. You need guys that are bought in. I just like the way he handles adversity, the way he handles anything, whether it's injury, new schemes, competition. He's handled himself so perfectly, and it's been really great for me as a head coach having him on this team.
Coach, year to year, I mean, with a transfer portal, it becomes harder and harder to build continuity over multiple years because you have guys come and go and it's a revolving door. How have you adjusted to having to fast forward culture building, which is not something you can't really fast forward? There's not a proven way to do it. What have you adjusted in the new era to make sure? Is it finding guys who fit before you even have to know how to fit them in? You just kind of know that they're gonna do well within your locker room before they even get there?
Well, I think you said it correctly that it's you can't force it. It's got to happen naturally. Culture takes time. Even when you have an attrition of football teams that are guys graduating, moving on, guys that you're retaining, guys that you're developing, all that stuff, it matters. But it also, they form a new identity, even though they've been part of former teams or they're new to a team. Even if you line up everything, they still have to all buy in. It's a conscious effort that you have to give. And it's something that you have to keep working on. And in a time and a place in a society where not a lot of patience happens, that's one thing that I know you can't force. And we're going to keep working on that slowly. And I think we do it the right way. Once everybody's all bought in, the trajectory can go really, really high, even in the middle of the season, even within a game. So we're hoping to get to that point and get into that sweet spot where we know everything's going to go really nicely and we can face any type of adversity. Right now, we're trying to put in the work, putting the time, and really putting the effort to making sure that happens later in the future.
BYU's got some big names on the big stage right now, Coach. Obviously, Fred Warner's one of the best players in the entire NFL, but there was a young man who just set the league on fire in Puka Nacua. Mm-hmm. This past season, seemed like every week we were hearing his name, and I don't think that comes as a surprise to people that watched him in college. And obviously, the roots run deep there in Provo with he and his family, but I guess, are you surprised to some extent just how quickly he's kind of exploded? And just what does that do for a program? I know you've had many other guys who have brought attention, but what does that do for you in recruiting and just guys maybe paying attention to BYU when you have a guy like Puka Nacua doing what he's doing on the big stage?
Well, I think if you want guys to go in the league, you have to be a coach and a program that is providing as much information, and you got to support your guys as much as possible. We have a bunch of guys that can play in the NFL. I know that. I've been around long enough. I've been through this whole thing. I talked to a lot of coaches. Puka's doing exactly what we thought he would be doing. And we have other guys that can do the same. They just need an opportunity, need a chance. And I think he was, a fifth-round draft pick? That's fine. The same thing with Fred Warner. If you were to do the draft all over again, I'm sure those guys would go a lot higher than they did in the draft. But we're not going to worry about that. I think getting an invitation to the dance is big enough for them. They'll get there and they'll make their splash, and good things will happen for them as long as they just keep staying humble and remember their commitment to God and to their family and to Christ as our Savior. They're going to be just fine. And I think you're going to see guys in this, with the Big 12 Pro Day, you're going to see guys that are going to show. I'm biased, I know, but if you want a great culture and you want great teammates, the NFL will come after my guys, man. Come after BYU guys. And they will surprise you, but they won't surprise me. There's that stuff that they've been doing. They just need an opportunity. And we're hoping to show more so that we can get guys to see it more on film and during the games. But these guys are great character. That's where you can start first as a character.
Coach, Brett Pine told me that this is going to be 2024 BYU's 100th year of football. And I know how proud you are of the alums. We just talked about some former players. Steve Young was there for your alumni game. And there's many others that have, of course, gone on to tremendous things, whether they were in college or after that as well. What does the history of BYU, and you have been a part of that, mean to you?
Oh, it's such an honor for me to be a part of that. But I keep reminding you, people have heard me say this before. Before I was a head football coach at BYU or even a former player for Lavelle Edwards, the legend, I was always a BYU fan. And that's where it all comes down to, is that this is a celebration of the fans that we have, the fan base, Cougar Nation. They're the ones that make this thing work. It's awesome to have great teams and great players that come through. But none of this would be possible if it weren't for the fans that give us all this tremendous support and love. They pray for us. They live to see us perform. We just want to make them happy. And as a fan myself, that's what I want to do. I want to make all the fans happy. But this is a history and a tradition that the fans have made into an unbelievable experience for so many people. I'm one of them. So, yeah, as a fan myself, this is a great celebration. We're excited to be in this conference, partnered up with amazing teams. I get to talk to you. I get to talk to so many unbelievable people. I think they get to see what we're all about. And I think BYU is developing a great reputation in this conference, and looking forward to more success on the field, but also a lot of success off the field as well.
Coach, one of the teams coming in is a bitter rival of BYU, and you're a fan of BYU. I'm sure you're excited about it, but Utah, I would say the interchange on our chat room and the comments on videos between BYU and Utah fans, I don't think there's any other rivalry in the conference that even comes close to it as far as the back and forth. How excited is the campus for this to be a conference game now, so when you do play it, it counts so much more?
Yeah, it just feels right. It just feels right. That's what we know. It's great to have them in the conference. And, I have a different connection to them because I coached there for over a decade. And I have an older brother that played football there. So I have a lot of friends and family that played there. And so the lines aren't drawn in our household like it is normally. But, for me, it's like a lot of appreciation for both fan bases. And the interaction that they have is very competitive, but it's a lot of fun too. And there's some the families. There's a lot of families and households that are divided because of the rivalry. But they're also it's good to have them here. We're not the same without them, and I think they would say the same thing too.
Kalani, thank you very much. Your thoughts, though, with the way things are, new teams, transfer portal still kind of like wide open in a way, NIL wide open in a way. Do you ever see any of that being like grabbed and put in a box where it all makes sense or not?
Well, that's not my job. My job is to go with whatever's out there. I adjust to whatever's given to me, and then we try to find ways to make it an advantage for us. And no matter what's thrown to us and what the rules are or the what happens in transfer portal or whatever it is, NIL, whatever it is, we've got to find a way to make it BYU and make it unique and make it different. We're going to do things differently than others. But I think it's going to work out well for us. And I think we'll get the right guys here that can represent what we need them to represent. That's our church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, our fans, amazing Cougar Nation. So we're looking forward to doing all that. Whatever happens, man, that's easy. I think my job is just to adjust and then find the ways to make it a strength for us. And that's what we're in the process of doing. Whatever rules they have, there's a 2-minute warning now. So be it. Here we go. I can probably get an ice cream cone during the game in 2 minutes, you know, at the end of half and end of the game. So I don't know. We'll just, there's a lot of new things that are happening with technology and all that stuff. We want to try to hang on to our old school principles, but we want to be updated and want to make sure that we're all with the changing of times as well.
Perfectly said, Kalani. No surprise, because we appreciate you and always love it when you're on the show. We'll see you at Big 12 Media Days in Vegas. Thanks for your time, and have a great rest of your spring, and we'll see you this fall, too.
God bless, guys.
Thank you.
Go Cougs.
Kalani Sitake, head coach at BYU.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.